Dharma upholds. Dharma supports us all. Dharma itself is immaterial and does not change. However, people's awareness of what is dharmic and what is not does change, both individually and collectively. More experienced souls and cultures acquire fine-tuned distinctions and awareness of dharma, resulting from experience and attentiveness. Consequences of actions also bounce back more quickly to experienced souls than to inexperienced souls who do not yet comprehend dharma and might not be able to bear them. Today, it is considered immoral to own slaves, to pollute the environment, or to refuse to hire people because of their skin color, although not so long ago these practices were prevalent and even sanctioned. Thousands of years ago, charging or paying interest was absolutely forbidden, but today it is normal. For millennia, women were considered property of a man. But today, this attitude is considered immoral in most cultures. What people think is moral at any given time is not the same as dharma. The laws and customs of a land and culture ought to reflect dharma. However, they don't necessarily do so. A law may be totally adharmic, in which case following it is not dharmic. However, one might need to follow it in order to stay alive and out of jail. When in Rome, it is not necessarily dharmic to do what the Romans do. As Frederick Bastiat wrote, quote, "When law and morality contradict each other, the citizen has the cruel alternative of either losing his moral sense or losing his respect for the law." Unquote. Obeying laws or customs is not equivalent to dharma. Bastiat also wrote, quote, "When plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it." Unquote. It is important to realize that current customs, laws, ethics, and general public opinion about morality do not necessarily reflect dharma, and do not necessarily even reflect the moral sense of the people, but rather reflect what the powerful want to do with impunity. Statesman Daniel Webster wrote, quote, "The proper function of a government is to make it easy for the people to do good and difficult for them to do evil." Unquote. Clearly, governments have not been fulfilling this purpose for quite some time, if ever. Dharma upholds what is required for individuals and societies to thrive. It upholds truth, stability, and justice. In the end, truth and dharma prevail. In the meantime, people who uphold dharma sometimes suffer greatly for its sake. Dharma does protect its protectors, but that doesn't mean that every dharmic action brings immediate pleasant consequences. If it did, people would act dharmically because of their immediate gain, not for its own sake. There would be no moral challenge, and souls would not grow spiritually. This adharmic period on earth is a great boon for spiritual development. Eventually, however, those who act dharmically find themselves protected. Dharma supports and upholds health and integrity of body, mind, and community. Dharma protects that by which it is protected.